If I was going to ask you, by chance, why did Jesus come? Well, he came to seek and save the lost. He came to die for our sins. He came to open up the kingdom of heaven. He came to help us learn how God wants us to live. To love one another. To love one another. But how many of you would have thought that he came to give us life abundant? Our lesson this morning, title. Do you think that you have more abundant life in Christ? Those of you that are walking in the way. Those of you that are searching and hungering after righteousness and looking for that answer, that guide, that direction, that peace that only he can bring. It's no wonder in today's world, and it has been through the history of time, people that have not known God and understood his love for them and the opportunity that we have to live forever, give up. Jesus never gave up when he was here, even when he was tempted, even when he had to suffer on the cross for us. And he still doesn't give up on us today. He wants us even today, 2,000 and some years later than he walked the face of the earth, to have life abundant. And as we look at our lesson text this morning, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now when you think of abundant, okay, most of us think of bank accounts, right? Okay, for me, bigger motor and a race car, you know, maybe a newer boat, maybe a new set of golf clubs, maybe the house remodeled, you know, new car, maybe more kids in the fold, more grandkids in the fold, life more abundant. Jesus says, I've come that they have life more abundant. And as we look at the passages from his holy word this morning, it's very apparent that not only did he bring us life more abundant, he brought us other things. He came for specific reasons to help us. Because yes, we all need help. And that's one of the starting points of faith, is recognizing that we need help in our lives. That's tough for me, folks. It's tough for me. I don't want no help from my wife. I don't want no help from my boss. Let me alone. Let me do my own job. Let me be me. And Jesus says, hey, I'm over here. Don't forget me. Because when I fall on my knees, when I make mistakes, when I sin, that's when I'm relying on me, not on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, guidance of Jesus. And I certainly don't feel like I have an abundant life when I've done something that's not right for a child of God. The neat thing about it is that I'm not going to give up. And we're not going to give up. We're going to continue to have an abundant life in Christ. And continuing on in John chapter 10, it is written, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Folks, obviously there's a ton of things in this passage, but the highlighted passage I'd like for us to focus on this morning is those people that have an abundant life are known by Jesus and they know who he is. And they hear his voice. You wonder sometimes, how can somebody proclaim to be following Jesus in their lives and do that and say that and think that? Because they're not listening to the voice of the Savior. And Satan tempts us with that. We talked this morning in Bible class about the difference between good pride and bad pride. Being confident in doing the right thing and being righteous. Or being prideful, being arrogant. Recognizing, folks, that the abundant life only is in Christ. They will hear my voice. And then Jesus says, I will lay down my life and I will take it again. I came down here. You know what? It wasn't God said, Jesus, you got to do this or else. Jesus came down here and said, this is the way, the truth, and the life. This is how I want you to treat one another. This is how I want you to think. I want you to love people and make your own choice to do the right thing. I want you to choose to have an abundant life. And how you do that is understanding who I am and what to do. We have that opportunity in our lives, folks. To have the abundant life, we got to lay our life down. We have to be less selfish. We have to decide to do things for other people. We have to decide to follow Jesus and serve him in the kingdom of heaven, which is the church. Continuing on in John, it is written, therefore there was a division again amongst the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now, can you imagine the Son of God, part of the Trinity of the Godhead, coming down and saying, hey, I love you. Here, let me heal your family and your friends and the strangers of all the things. Nobody's ever done that before, folks, in the history of the world. There's a few healings, a few raised from the dead by prophets written in God's holy word in the Old Testament. But to come down here and just daily help people unimaginably to show love and kindness to strangers. You know, they still live in a world like we live in. If you don't drive what I drive, yeah. If you don't work where I work, yeah. If you don't like the team I like, yeah. All kinds of buts. And Jesus come down here and said, no more. That's not what you're meant to be. That's not what the kingdom of heaven is. That's not how I want you guys to treat each other. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And they wanted to call him some oddball. Some lunatic. Evil. He's helping people. They want to call him evil. And then Jesus says, I told you and you don't believe. Folks, I don't know. That's so hard to believe. That you could see how nice and kind he is. It's kind of like seeing somebody at school when we were in school. All of us can remember back that far, you know? Some of you are still there. But some of the nicest people in school, you know, somebody picked on. Maybe some of us picked on some of those people, maybe. Why would you do something like that? They don't deserve that. And that's just when Jesus was here, that's what he did. He said, hey man, I come down here to show you love, to help you, to open up kingdom of heaven so you could live forever. And they want to call him names, disrespecting. So then Jesus says, hey man, I told you, and you don't believe. I'm not going to beat it into you. You know, he says, if you love me, if you recognize I am the way, the truth, and the life, you're going to follow me. You're going to listen to my words. You're going to believe in me. And that's what he says. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. What a great promise. Only Jesus can promise that. As much as I'd like to promise you eternal life, if you follow what I do, I can't even come close, man. That's only Jesus. And it's because he died and he rose again and he opened up the kingdom of heaven for us. And he is the Son of God. And I give them eternal life. Only Jesus can tell us that. And as we continue on, you know, life abundantly. Jesus said, I came to give you life abundantly. Jesus also said, I come to do other things. And the rest of the passages of our lesson this morning are going to tell us what Jesus said. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 35, he said, I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now, that doesn't mean Jesus came to bring drama into our lives. What it means is, when you follow me, when you start doing the right things, there's going to be a little bit of division. You're going to have to make a choice to follow Jesus in your life rather than family. And sometimes, folks, that's hard to do. The Jews had a hard time. Our fathers were from Moses. My bloodline puts me above everybody else spiritually. And Jesus says, no, you need to follow me. And that's going to sometimes set you against people in your family. Jesus gives us the abundant life. Yeah, if I had a rich uncle and he'd left me a few million dollars, he might leave me a little bit of an abundant life. But he can't save me. He can't promise me eternal life. All he's doing is giving me a little bit of money to spend. So the reality is, folks, Jesus has come to set us against one another just because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And when somebody decides not to follow him, that's tough. It's tough in our lives. Jesus told us so. Jesus also said in Mark chapter 1, verse 38, but he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. Jesus came down here to say, hey, I've used prophets, you killed them. I've used young people, I've used old people, I've used men and women, all kinds of people to help fulfill my promise. And you keep getting it wrong. You keep getting it wrong. You keep getting it wrong. So I'm going to come down here in the flesh, and I'm going to explain to you how to treat one another. I'm going to show you the true love that's meant to be since time began. So he came down here to teach people. For this purpose he came. In Mark chapter 2, verse 20. Or 17, it is written, when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now I think of myself, where do I fall in this? Am I the righteous or am I the sinner? I can tell you, I think some days in my life, I'm the righteous. I'm doing just fine. And then there's other days in my life, I like to erase that day from my memory. Maybe I'm the only one that has good days and bad days. If you guys are all having great days, amen, good luck, great for you. I'm looking forward to heaven where every day is great. Sister, you said, I'm living a dream, okay? You know what? My dreams are a lot better than what this is. My dreams are of heaven. I jest a little bit because people use that term. I say it at work too. How you doing today? I'm living a dream. I say, I'm sorry about that. You got some crappy dreams. Because my dreams are of heaven and living for eternity and seeing the Most High God and how He created all things and what He does and what He thinks and what He has for me to do after this life. That I may have life abundantly. And He calls sinners to repentance. He helps us. He loves us. In Luke 13:7, it is written, then He said to the keeper of His vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Jesus uses this parable to say, guess what? You can't be a bump on a wall. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. How many of us in here have the same exact IQ? Does anybody know? I don't even know what my IQ is. Okay? It's more than one. Okay. It's more than one, Brother Phil. I know. I'll be okay with two. As long as I have life abundantly and I got eternal life. Okay? But you know what? We measure ourselves by those types of things in our lives. And the only thing that Jesus measures us about is, are we walking in faith? Are we helping other people make it to heaven? Are we living righteous lives? That's what it means. Doesn't mean you're better than anybody else. Just means you're following Jesus. And He comes looking for us to help Him. To help Him in the kingdom of heaven. In John 5:43, it is written, I have come in My Father's name, and you do not receive Me. If another comes in His own name, you will receive Me. Jesus came with the power of the Most High God, who created the heavens and the earth, who created each and every one of us, who knows our number of our hairs on our head according to the Scripture. He's come in His Father's name. How many of us, I told you so, you know? I want this done my way. How many of us have told our kids that? This is the way you got to do that. Lucas, I never said that, right? Yeah, I have, unfortunately. I want it done my way. Or I want it done a specific way just for this. Some of us in our positions got to help people. We've got to tutor and mentor people and tell them it needs to be done for this reason and for that reason. Well, that's just like Jesus came, but Jesus said, my will and the Father are the same. I come and represent the Father. I've come in His name to explain to you that I'm just not another prophet. I'm just not another person. I'm the Son of God, and our wills are aligned, and I'm showing you exactly what the God of heaven wants us to do. Now, how many of us, when we go to work on a car, or we go to work and we try to learn something new, or we try a new recipe, we want to know, we want to get it exactly right. We want to know exactly how to do that. Do you see somebody brings you a clock, okay? You've never seen before. You don't even know who made it. And you really got to do some investigation to kind of find out how you're going to make it work again. That's what Jesus did when He came down here. He said, I've come in My Father's name to help you guys make it through life. To help you. And the world wants us to think that the book, I'll say it again, is a book of do's and don'ts, but it's a book of love. How to love one another. How to have the most abundant life. John 6:38 is written, for I have come down from heaven not to do My own will, but the will of Him who sent Me. I don't know about you folks, but I struggle with putting time aside to do the Father's will. Reaching out, being nice to somebody. You know? I got a whole list of things to do, whether it's my wife's to-do list or my to-do list. Or a list that my kids want me to do for them. Am I the only one that's got a kids to-do list too? No? We want to help our kids. We want to do things for them. Where's our I'm going to do for Kingdom of Heaven list? What's God want us to do this week, folks, in our lives to represent Him and help Him? John 6:42 says, "And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" And I say, and I put this verse in our lesson this morning, because that's going to happen in our lives. Gee whiz, you say you're a Christian, but you still make some mistakes. You didn't make the right decision. You know, we talked about it a little bit in Bible class this morning. That happens. That's going to happen in our lives. We're going to make mistakes in public. Now, hopefully we don't do it all the time and all day long. But that's what happened here. Gee whiz, how can Jesus do that? We know where he came from. He's a carpenter's son. That's the neat thing about Jesus in the abundant life. He has the power to change us into who we really want to be. And who we should be. Who we were created to be. John chapter 7, verse 28 is written, "Then Jesus cried out and he taught in the temple, saying, 'You both know me, and you know where I'm from, and I've not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know.'" Folks, I present this to you this morning. People that claim to be a Christian, people that claim to know what the truth is, if they don't follow Jesus, that's false. It's false. There's multiple religions throughout the history of time and that are going on now that say they're people of the Most High God, but yet they disregard Jesus, the Son of God. Not possible. It's not possible. John 8:42, it is written, "Jesus said to them, 'If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me.'" Now see, here he's tying it back. If you know who God is, if you really, really do, you are going to love Jesus. Because he came to bring us an abundant life, folks. He didn't come to rule with an iron staff and to bring us a book of do's and don'ts and control us. He came to give us an abundant life and to love him. To love him. John 9:39, and Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." Now see, one minute you put judgment in there, oh, there's the gavel. That doesn't sound very loud, does it? There, that's a little louder. The gavel, a judgment, pronounced judgment. But then he says what? The judgment part of it is that you can see the truth, that you can really know who God is, that you can recognize that we can't live eternally on our own. We got to have him. We got to have his blood. We got to be righteous. Jesus said, "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." I don't know about you, but I don't like night lights. Stays up. If Lucas's light down the hall is on and the doors are all open, hey, shut your light off. Some of you might still sleep with a nightlight. Some of you might sleep with a fan on 100% of the time. Some of you might sleep with the TV or the radio on 100% of the time. That's okay. It has nothing to do with our salvation. It's okay. But I will tell you this, that Jesus is the best nightlight you can ever have in your life. Because he's shining day or night. And if you're looking for a nightlight, something that's going to help you when you have some dark times in your life, look towards him. Look towards him. Jesus also said in John chapter 17, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you." Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be as one as we are. He came to the Father and said, keep them. I pray for them to be one. Jesus is praying here that we'll be one, that we'll love one another above all things else. Not everybody can drive a Dodge. I understand that. I'm jesting a little bit, you know. I joke about that, but let you know all my Chevy motors are based on, or all my race motors are based on a Chevrolet, okay? Because the Mopar is too expensive. I'm cheap when it comes to that. But Jesus says, I come to you, Father, that they may be one, that they may love one another. Part of the abundant life is for us to love one another. And just a couple verses later, Jesus says, but now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Folks, you should, you know, I wanted to say it this morning, but I feel good, right? James Brown, na 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 na. My joy fulfilled in themselves. Folks, you should be happy that you have an abundant life in Christ. You should be happy that you're saved from your sins. You should be happy that you know what the truth is, that you're a child of the Most High God. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. I'm not going to let a stranger driving down the interstate rob my joy. I'm not going to let something on the TV rob my joy. I'm not going to let a politician rob my joy. I'm not going to let a family member rob my joy. Or a professor. Or a co-worker. Because I have an abundant life in Christ. John 18. Pilate therefore said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born. And for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. I close the lesson this morning, folks, by asking you, are you hearing his voice? Are you following the truth? Do you know that that's why Jesus came? Because he loves us and he wants us to love each other. Everyone of the truth hears my voice. Listen to him, please, as he says, come follow me. And you may have the abundant life. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. He fulfills that promise every day in our lives if you'll follow him. We implore you this morning to follow him in your lives this week. If you have any need to respond to the invitation, we offer that as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.